It was Christmas 2008. Well, not quite Christmas. It was coming close to Christmas. It was 10 days before the actual date. And my wife, Pam, had died in July. And I was grieving as a husband. And it was a difficult time for us and our family because, obviously, this would be the first Christmas without Pam in our lives. I remember very clearly thinking about Pam as Christmas Day began to quickly approach. And it's really interesting, you know, because you wonder, what do you really miss about that person besides them being physically present in your life? And all kinds of little things begin to emerge. And the one thing that really stood out for me was that I really missed hearing Pam's voice. You know, coming home for lunch and not hearing her say, "Hi, honey, how you doing?" But Christmas was even more so difficult because Pam loved music. And Pam sang like an angel. And she would sing often at the church. She would sing at seniors' residences during the Christmas season. She would have the stereo blasting in her home at Christmas, singing the carols of Christmas and her favorite Christmas songs. And I thought to myself, man, I just wish I could hear Pam sing one more time. Well, sometimes unexpected things happen that really bring some joy to your life again, and that happened to me. I got a phone call from a friend of mine, Keith Rowe, and he said to me, "Hey, I've got a Christmas gift for you. I'd like to bring it over." And I thought, great, that'd be wonderful, Keith. And so he came over to the church where I was a pastor at that time. And I assumed that probably he might be bringing me over a Tim Hortons gift card or maybe a gift certificate to one of the local pubs that I often entertained. But when he came in, he handed me this plastic disc. And I said to him, "Well, what's this?" And he said, "This is Pam singing." I went, "What? When did you do this? When did you record this?" He said, "We recorded this a year and a half ago." And he said, I'd forgotten about it, and it was sitting in my home studio. And I found it a couple of months ago, and I mixed it for you. And I wanted to give it to you as a Christmas gift. Well, when he handed me that CD, I immediately broke down in tears and hugged him and thanked him. And I ran into the sanctuary and put it into the CD player. And I played it. Cried again, and I thought, wow, exactly what I needed, exactly the time, and I began to feel joyful again. Here's my praise and my thanks, Lord, to with my life, all that you choose to do. Well, I quickly took that CD home, and I got my son to make multiple copies of it to give to our family and friends, to Pam's mom and dad, to her children, to nieces and nephews, and all of us got to hear Pam sing once again at Christmas. Oh, Lord, we trust.